Well, outside would be just steps, outside steps, mm-hmm. outside stairs, you might say.
Mm-hmm. What if they went up to, say, on the outside, it went from all the way up to a second story, would you call them steps there, too?
I would think so, mm-hmm. yeah, outside steps. You could call it a fire escape, exit,
mm-hmm.
for in case of emergency, you get out the mm-hmm. outside door, outside stair.
And open area on the outside of a house that has a roof and a floor, you call that what? Like out off the...
You mean a carport or a garage?
Well, no. You've already used the term.
A porch?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other names for the same kind
veranda, of... Veranda, they used to call them verandas.
Mm-hmm. What is the difference between a veranda...
I can't spell it for you, but that's... I don't think there's any difference.
Just the same thing.
That's right. They just... Veranda, usually a veranda was sitting out in front of the house, I reckon, and they'd maybe have banisters around it, like our railing out there.
Mm-hmm.
What about in a
big mansion-like house that had columns in front, would you call that anything different?
No, I don't believe I would. I would maybe say it's veranda.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually that wasn't much protection out there because it went all the way up to the roof and if you was in there, of course if the sun was shining, it's all right, but if it's raining, you'd get wet under mm-hmm. there unless you went on inside.
Mm-hmm. If this structure were up on a second level that stuck out, what would you call it then if it were on the second floor?
They have a name for that, but I can't. Was it, there was another porch, that's what I would call it, because it had banisters and all around it, and
mm-hmm.
keep somebody from falling out
mm-hmm.
if they went out on there. It was attached to the columns,
yeah.
usually.
And so, but you would still use the same designation?
I would say so, yeah.
Uh-huh. If I wanted that door closed, I might say to you, the door.
Shut the door.
Shut the door.
Close the door.
Mm-hmm. What about the boards on the outside of a house that overlap each other? Do you have any particular name for that?
Yeah. Your name's like I told you. Siding.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them call it a clapboard.
Mm-hmm.
They overlap. Mm-hmm. Reason they call them. Of course, asbestos siding on the side of the house
mm-hmm.
overlaps, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, then they have aluminum sidings, too, that overlap.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just say some sentences here, and I'll pause, and you just insert a word here. If you said that you were going to take your car into town, you'd say, I'm going to my car into town.
Drive.
Okay. And you would say, yesterday I my car into town.
I drove my car yesterday.
And you'd say, I have my car.
Driven.
Okay. what about the covering on the house? What do you call that?
Roofing.
Uh-huh. And just the structure itself. You know,
it's framing.
My house has a on it.
Are you talking about under the roof?
No, I'm just talking about what you just said. That's right.
Talking about the roof.
Right, we just wanted to see how you pronounce it was the main thing on that. And what about the thing that goes around the edge of the roof to catch the water
the gutter.
And carry it off?
Yeah.
And now this is another thing that I'm not terribly familiar with, but where the, if you have a house and an L, come together, what do you call the point where the two parts come together?
The gable.
The gable?
Up at the top, you mean like that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, where the, if you have two sections of the house and they join,